A New Hampshire town marked the changing economy over the weekend when three smokestacks came crashing down. Berlin, New Hampshire, is the kind of city you find in Richard Russo novels and the kind of place where millions of Americans live. It's an older town. It's built around factories that are now closed, and it's trying to figure out its future. The symbolic moment of change came in Berlin when the stacks of the Burgess pulp mill were destroyed. Amy Quinton reports from New Hampshire Public Radio.
A heavy rain fell on Berlin Saturday morning, but it didn't stop hundreds of spectators from coming out to watch the pulp mill's three smokestacks crumble. Looming among New Hampshire's White Mountains and the Androscoggin River, the mill stood for more than 100 years. Colette Caron came out to watch the destruction.
I think the rain is appropriate, puts a little damper on it, and, you know, it's history down the tubes. It really is.
An alarm, usually meant to warn the city of forest fires, went off to mark the last minute before the planned detonation of the 300-foot-tall stacks. The demolition team, many of them former mill workers, stood huddled under their tents waiting. One of them, Gerard Lavoir, worked in the mill for 33 years. He's a big guy, his strong hands calloused and stained from his years of hard work. But on this day, he had tears in his eyes.
It'll be the last step here. I mean, this is it. When they drop these stacks, we know it'll never be done, done up again. That's it. That's going to be the big blast today. This was the best part of my life up here. It was a beautiful place to work.
Three, two, one, fire in a hole.
The first smokestack toppled over like a tree, just as planned. While many people cheered as they felt the earth beneath them shake, Lavoir called it a bittersweet ending to Berlin's industrial past.
A lot of people are happy it's gone, but there's a lot of unhappy people too, because it was the highest wages of Berlin. If you worked here, you got good money. That's gone now. Now we work at Walmart and different places that don't pay, you know, much money.
At its height in the 1950s, the mill employed close to 3,000 people. But like many pulp mills in the U.S., it struggled to stay afloat with global competition and cheap overseas labor. Last year, when it shut down for good, only 250 employees remained. During the weekend destruction, two of the three smokestacks fell without a problem. But two explosions failed to bring down the third. Catherine Corrigan joked that maybe her late husband had something to do with that. Her husband, Rick, had worked at the mill for 32 years, but died just 4 months ago.
This was his life, this mill. You know, it was his other home and his family. And I think my kids just called. They said, I think Daddy's holding the stack up. So it's a sad day.
When the last stack was finally brought down, it came in a cloud of debris that sent seven people to the hospital with minor injuries. But despite the problems and the sorrow, some residents also saw the day as a new beginning for Berlin. Marlene Russ says she's happy to say goodbye to Berlin's polluted past.
When I was growing up here, the air was so bad, it was yellow. You would get sick from it. Today, if the stacks were going, we would have a hard time breathing.
Now, there's talk of using the area's natural resources to attract kayakers, climbers, and snowmobilers. For NPR News, I'm Amy Quinton in Concord, New Hampshire.